This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, here's the setup for this next story, and it's not one that puts capitalism in its best possible light. There is money to be made, sometimes big money to be made, when bad things happen. According to reporting from Bloomberg this week, one of the best bets that big investors could have made in 2023, we're talking returns of nearly 20% best bets, were wagers on the probability of natural disasters. We're talking here about something called catastrophe bonds, cat bonds for short, issued typically by insurance companies so that they can bank extra capital in case a hurricane or an earthquake or some other kind of natural disaster winds up generating a lot of claims. And as the risk of catastrophic weather events has been growing, global warming, so too has the cat bond market, as Marketplace's Henry Epp explains.
Cat bonds became a thing in the 90s, after Hurricane Andrew exposed just how expensive the aftermath of a natural disaster can be. Robert Hartwig, a professor of risk management at the University of South Carolina, says insurance companies realized
there simply wasn't enough capacity in the U.S. insurance system alone to be able to manage the value of properties that were expanding at an ever-increasing rate in places like Florida or California.
Places more at risk of hurricanes, fires, and earthquakes, which could drain an insurance company's coffers if tons of claims come in all at once. So those companies started issuing cat bonds. The investors who buy them are putting up capital that an insurer can tap into if a disaster is bad enough. Hartwig says the bond buyers are making a bet
that there will not be an event large enough to trigger losses in the catastrophe bond in which they are invested.
If a disaster does strike,
they will potentially lose the interest, the principal, or both.
But if there's no disaster, they get a pretty hefty return because they ran the risk of losing everything. And that rate of return is why demand for cat bonds is growing. Meanwhile, insurers are increasing the supply of bonds for a couple of reasons, says Karen Clark, who runs a weather, climate, and catastrophe modeling firm.
One is, of course, climate change. Two is just property values.
And the cost of replacing those properties. The costs of labor and construction materials are up. Finally, there are the places where people are choosing to live.
We have more people moving into hazardous areas. So there are a lot of factors that are pushing the risk up.
So she says the outlook for investors in cat bonds is pretty good, as long as they spread out their risk.
Maybe you want to buy some Northeast, some Florida, or maybe severe convective storm in the Midwest.
Because even the best weather modeling gets the forecast wrong sometimes. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.